President Bush speaks today in Florida and Georgia to reinforce his State of the Union message. He's emphasizing two items in particular, his war on terrorism and his proposals for improving the economy. A study released today by the Congressional Budget Office projects a vast reduction in the budget surplus after years of rosy numbers. The latest estimates are likely to increase congressional posturing over budget priorities. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The years of budget surpluses are over, all but extinguished by the attacks of September 11th and the recession. President Bush said as much in his State of the Union address.
As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our union has never been stronger.
But a report released today by the Congressional Budget Office is gloomier. The CBO's projected surplus is down $4 trillion from last year, and it's likely to get worse, the report says. Proposed spending on homeland defense and the war, tax cuts, the farm bill, none of these are figured in to today's numbers. And so for the first time in years, members of Congress are faced with having to decide what should be funded and what should be cut. Iowa Republican Jim Nussle chairs the House Budget Committee.
We have got to fund America's priorities first. That has to be job one of this budget. And obviously, the priorities have changed since last September. We have a war, we have a recession, and we have a national emergency to deal with.
Many lawmakers agree that the top priority of the federal government right now is fighting the war against terrorism. President Bush says he'll double the money for the Defense Department and also boost funds for security within the U.S. But some of his critics, like Richard Cogan of the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities, are beginning to question whether so big a piece of the pie should go to those priorities.
We have the technology to become increasingly advanced. We have the technology to imagine bombs that are twice as smart and twice as precise even than we already have. But in the same respect, we have the technology to do miracles for each individual who is sick, and we as a nation believe that we can't afford that.
Cogan says it's politically tricky for lawmakers to challenge a president whose approval ratings are in the 90s. And it's especially difficult to question spending on defense and homeland security in an election year. It's much easier to fund everything and run a deficit, Cogan says, but that's not viable for long.
The idea of keeping everybody happy is an idea that works when we're rolling in money, as we appeared to be last year, but it's an idea that should raise eyebrows when we're not rolling in money.
But even longtime budget hawks say now is the time to run a deficit. Republican Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico supports President Bush's spending proposals, but he sees the fight ahead.
We are probably going to be engaged in a debate on priorities like we've never had before.
The priorities that both sides say they want to work on, energy policy, Social Security, prescription drug benefit, missile defense, could very well be held up by election year political wrangling. When President Bush delivers his budget proposal to Congress next week, lawmakers will begin to make those choices. The game of divvying up the bounty of surplus is over. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.